It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, talking with Billy Williams again about Flex Family Fitness and the Flint Foundation, the new nonprofit that he created to accept donations for this big capital project, which you're working on, right, Billy? For you're trying to buy your building.
Yeah, we've got a piece of land in mind right next to the movie theater, and we have a price. We have plans for the building. We're working on getting a little miniature version of it. I don't know what it's like.
There you are, moving away from the microphone again. There you go. I joked I should not have given Billy the chair with the wheels on it.
Yeah. Like a model of the building. So we have the plan, and then it's going to be really nice. So the cool thing about where we're at is that we have the parking lot for the movie theater that's grandfathered in, so it's actually like the best possible place to build a building.
Now, you, speaking of the model of the building, I want to say that just kind of found one of the parents of one of the kids that was exercising there, that was working out, is actually an architect.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that how that happened?
Yeah, there's a the girl that I was telling her we need an architect and a model, and then she's like, that's what I do. And I was like, it was just weird.
Yeah.
It's like stuff like that happens all the time. So
if only it happened all the time, you know.
Right? Somebody, I need $1 million, and then somebody's like, here, let's write a check.
Oh, well, funny you would say that. I have $1 million I wanted to give away today.
Yeah, as far as it goes to a nonprofit, good cause for the kids, so it's worth it.
So if folks would like to get involved, obviously you're looking for money donations, maybe somebody help you write some grants, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That can be kind of complicated. Again, it is the Flint Foundation is a Colorado nonprofit, and you've got your letter from the IRS.
Yep.
If anybody has trouble looking that up on the IRS website, I would be happy to help you with that, help you find the information.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a hold of you directly, Billy, on Facebook or what?
Yeah, just 970-456-3315. The address of the building we're at now is 216 West 2nd, Rifle, Colorado.
Okay.
So
they can stop by if you're there.
Come in. Yeah, we just got a cage set up, and we've been doing our after-school program for the kids, teaching Brazilian jiu-jitsu, self-defense, and actually we're getting ready for a tournament on Saturday. It's a tournament of champions, a fight to win. So we bring some of the kids there and let them represent Rifle Colorado. It's going to be pretty cool. We come back with medals and all the time. We have a whole wall full of medals from –
You travel a lot doing jiu-jitsu, too, with the kids.
Yeah, we travel, and we need to get a bus because our stuff's growing so fast, and a lot of the parents can't afford to go. So part of what Flint does is Flint actually stands for Future Leaders in Training, and we actually just got our logo, which is pretty cool. We're moving forward to all the things I've been wanting to do for a long time, so it's pretty cool that everything's coming together.
It's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah.
Speaking of working with school-age kids, obviously you've been working with the schools, trying to provide some after-school activities so kids have something to do. They kind of stay out of trouble. You've been working with Youth Zone since, I think, the last time we talked.
Yeah, we started working with Youth Zone, and you know what? They're really good. We actually, I don't know, since last time we went with them, and they asked us to do a skit for their Ascent fundraiser. They raised, I think, $250,000, right?
Aaron, do you know?
Just over $150,000, I believe.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
By the way, Aaron Goodman works with Youth Zone. You're a youth advocate. Right?
Yes. So my role as a youth advocate is just to help kids that come to Youth Zone are usually involved in the court system. We do have some self-referrals as well, and just really help them through that process and advocate for them in court, or, you know, just kind of mentor them through, you know, what opportunities are available, and connecting with community partners such as Billy and Flex Family. We're just giving the kids another opportunity that there's other things to do in the community so they can go and have fun.
How big an asset, a resource, is somebody like Billy that has opened up this room where kids can go work out with other kids and some adults with some supervision?
Oh, it's a huge asset. I'm just always looking for other community partners to get these youth involved. And just having Billy so close and available to Rifle, my office is just up the road, And it just makes my day having our youth come in, and then I go in the morning and see the youth there smiling and working out, and we work out together. It's just really motivating on both ends.
Yeah, like 7 blocks away, right?
Yeah.
Or 6.5.
Uh-huh.
And these are Western Colorado blocks, not Denver blocks.
Yeah.
In Denver, it might be a little bit different story.
Yeah.
So you've been working with Elizabeth Rodriguez. Introduce us to Elizabeth.
Yeah, so Elizabeth, we've been working for we've known her family for about over a year and just kind of working with her. And she came in and just started helping just advocate for her and show her some ways and how to – I mean, this is a tough age and a tough time to go through navigating the school and through high school. So just trying to get her motivated in some positive directions. And she's come a long way and she's doing very well. And she's the one that works out with me in the morning, and it's just really great to see her.
So you work out together?
Yeah, we try to beat each other's miles on the bike, or you know, it's really fun to win the kids, but it's, you know, also fun to just kind of have that, and we laugh a lot too, so it's pretty fun.
Can I ask how old you are, Elizabeth?
I'm 16.
16? Okay. So you're driving yourself? You have a license?
No, I don't have my driver's license.
Okay,
yet.
Not yet. That's on the list still?
On the list.
Okay. So talk about working out and getting together with Aaron. What is your day typically like? You do this before school?
Well, I do homeschooling at Billy's gym.
Oh, okay.
He helps with homeschooling. So I basically live at the gym and just work out all day. Because right now we're training for a competition in California.
For what kind? Bodybuilding, lifting?
Bodybuilding.
Like
physique.
Okay. Physique, so that means like you're working for muscle tone as opposed to volume?
It's not like bodybuilding where you want to look like big and whatever, but it's just more to show the striations and show your abs and different, you know.
Okay. So, yeah, like muscle definition is
definition, exactly, yeah.
Like. Okay. So when did you find out about this the competition that you could be going to? How long ago?
About 2 months ago, like when I first started training with Billy, and he talked me into it.
So let me ask you this. A year ago, did you think that now you would be doing this and you'd be looking to go into this competition in California?
No. No.
What did you, a year ago, what did you think you'd be doing now this time?
Honestly, getting into more trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what was it that changed from a year ago and to right now that made that difference, that kind of changed your focus? Is that,
yeah,
does that make
like
sense?
Yeah, just like the motivation Aaron and Billy have given me.
Okay. So obviously you met Aaron first.
Yeah.
Okay. So what were your first thoughts about Aaron?
You can be honest. I didn't like her at first.
And why is that? Why is
it? Like, she works with you, so like, she's involved with courts and all that. I'm like,
okay.
So I thought that, you know.
It was, you had to, so you didn't want to.
Yeah.
Well, we've all been 16, right? I think we can all understand what that means.
Yeah.
But after a while,
yeah,
something happened, and it just, you started to get along a little bit better.
Yeah, I just got to know her more and trust her.
So, Aaron, what did you do before you started going to Flex Family Fitness and working out with Elizabeth?
Well, I moved here from Utah about a year and a half ago, and so I also work really closely with the high-risk, at-risk youth in the community at the district level court, and so just navigating that whole program and responsible for the grant for the whole 9th district from Parachute to Aspen.
Okay.
And so I've started doing direct service more with the kids and really engaging them and just kind of getting to know them, but also trying. It's a lot different from where I'm used to, from, you know, where Utah is. There was a lot more resources in the community. So just reaching out to other nonprofits or, you know, just people that have the same mission and the same goals as USONE does to just help create, you know, them a comfortable environment so we could help raise these happy kids.
Generally speaking, what part of Utah did you come from?
It was Utah County in American Fork.
Oh, okay. So right outside of Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
Just a little bit south of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So big, huge metro area. If you didn't have resources available where you were, I'm sure that a larger city like Provo or, you know, the further north you get towards mm-hmm. Salt Lake City, there would be someone that would have something you could offer. Whereas in our part of the country, depending on how you look at it, small by no means, mm-hmm. and yet compared to Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. it's kind of a drop in the bucket. And so you kind of have to do the best you can with the resources that you have available. That's why we're thankful for organizations like Youth Zone, right?
Yeah.
And you're kind of – it sounds like you're kind of providing those resources yourself. You mentioned direct service. Is that the term you used?
Yeah, direct service, working directly with the youth.
So rather than referring Elizabeth and her family to someone else or another organization, you're just hanging out with her yourself.
Yeah, we've done, you know, some hanging out and just really trying to be creative as possible with these. So we've also done some life skills classes that we put a curriculum together. I follow the Overcoming Obstacles curriculum. And so combined with the life skills that we've been teaching, and Elizabeth's been to that class as well, having some laptops available at the office where the kids can come in and do some schooling to help out with them. And then also I've been doing some art a couple times a week with some kids that come in too. And so connecting them with a different resource so they can get out of USOM, because it is intimidating. We work really closely with the courts, and I see Elizabeth, and I totally understand how that could be intimidating, but getting them outside and doing other activities to kind of take that pressure away and connecting them with, you know, some positive assets was very helpful.
Again, if you would like to help out Flex Family Fitness and Billy's goal of buying that piece of property in Rifle, did you say price tag? You're looking for $1 million, right?
$1 million. Yeah, we need $1 million. Most of that's the land, but we can do a really nice building, a steel building that's, we're talking with the city about it, and instead of going all extravagant with millions and millions of dollars, like, we're going to focus on having a building that looks decent from the outside, but on the inside
it's functional,
full of activities. Yeah. So we're going to have we have a boxing ring, we have a cage now. We're going to have the mats to have. We'll be able to put through our own jiu-jitsu tournaments in Rifle, Colorado, which will be cool because we're turning out some real killers. You know, some real well.
You might want to rephrase
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, okay, so we're turning out some kids. We're bringing out – there's a lot of kids with a lot of potential, and we're pulling the potential out of them. The kids right. that don't know they have it, we're sure. building the kids' confidence up sure. so where they can walk around. And we want to keep the kids off the streets and keep them off drugs, you yeah. know, so –
I think confidence is a great word and a great way of putting it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times when kids will fall into – poor decisions, it's because they have low confidence. Would you agree with that, Aaron? Low confidence, and so those bad influences come in, and it's easy to pull them in because you feel like everybody wants to be part of something,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's sometimes that's the only route that these kids are used to. Mm-hmm. They go back to what they know. Mm-hmm. And so teaching them something new is very empowering to them, and teaching them, and it builds their confidence. I mean, some kids would never even thought of to do jiu-jitsu or kickboxing or attend an art class when they don't even like art. So just having, being creative to offer that opportunity to give them another route and other options.
Again, if you'd like to know how you can help, obviously money is great, but not everybody has, you know, deep pockets that they can make huge donations. If you'd like to help out in any other way, just give Billy a call, 456-3315. Like I said, parents of one of the kids that was working out there just happened to be an architect. That's how the conceptual model ended up getting made, which you can see at the gym, right? At your
we
place?
Have the paperwork done right now, but okay. as far as
the actual model, she hasn't actually built the actual model yet, but you can.
That's actually in the works, and we have another engineer that we have. There's like attorneys. There's a lot of more stuff. It's pretty deep. Like when you think of, sit back and look at all the people that we had to get involved, because before it was just an idea. Now we're like have the vision board, and my vision board is takes up this whole wall right here. So, and it looks like crazy because it's all the stuff on there, but it's not big enough. You know, I need a bigger one.
Well, there you go. Just for your vision wall.
Just for that. And I just like to try to scratch the thing off a day, you know, something that we can accomplish. But our main goal is just to bring, we want to work with the at-risk, underprivileged kids, but not just the kids, the whole entire family, and bring them in and make them feel part of Flex family. They don't know that, you know, especially I work personally with a lot of people that are fighting addiction and different kind of stuff. So we really want to, especially with teens, to keep them away from that. It, some of the parents that we work with to get their kids in there, we start with the kids first, and then trying to talk, get some of the parents who are actually starting to come now, which is cool.
You bet. That's the best thing about making lists. Being able to cross that stuff off.
Yeah.
Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Billy Williams, the creator of Flex Family Fitness, and of course now the nonprofit Flint Foundation, where they're trying to raise $1 million to buy some land, build a building, to have a permanent home. Erin Goodman is with Youth Zone, and she works with Elizabeth Rodriguez. So, Billy, we've talked over the last year or so about your experience as a kid, and you got into your fair share of trouble, maybe a little bit more. Obviously, Youth Zone was around at that time. I don't know if you were involved
with
that.
Yes, I was.
Flex Family Fitness was not around at that time.
No.
So, I know that this is probably something that goes through your mind quite a bit when you look at these kids, because you know what your experience was. You want these kids not to have that, right?
Yeah.
What would it have taken for you 20 years ago?
Exactly what I'm doing now. I want to have somebody to grab me by the scruff of my neck and say, get your butt in here and teach me the speed bag, teach me how to spar, how to have a backbone, how to have confidence, so... Just to be able to look people in the eye and tell them, like, I'm not into that. Because when I was that age, it was just a lot of people, all they had to offer was drugs and trouble, you know what I mean? So we'd run around and just do dumb stuff, you know, and with no direction. So,
do you consider Billy a role model, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, he got me out of trouble. And so did Erin.
How does that make you feel?
Good. Because, you know, I didn't have that confidence, right? I couldn't trust anyone. They helped me with that.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of times, kids that get into trouble, it almost seems like they are overconfident when really they don't.
They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's actually that lack of confidence that they're trying to compensate for. And that's why those behaviors come out sometimes. Would you agree with that, Elizabeth? Yeah?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. In the last year, you know, you've come so far, you've made all these changes. You've made, I would say, I hope, lifelong friends, or at least acquaintances with Erin and Billy. Mm-hmm. What do you expect to do in a couple years when you've graduated from high school? Again, you're homeschooled. You can still get a high school diploma when you're homeschooled. What, you want to go to college? You have a particular line of work you want to do?
Work for Billy. Actually, he's helping me become a trainer, either a trainer or a traveling nurse. And Erin's helping me with that.
A traveling nurse?
Yeah, traveling nurse.
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, they travel around the world to help people.
Okay.
I think it's with college, like, they pay for that.
Like other countries and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Were you interested in medicine or anything like that before a year ago?
Not really.
Okay.
But, you know, I just, like, looked at, like, what kind of jobs I wanted when I was older.
You want to help other people.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, you say that a personal trainer or something like that. Or are you talking about a CPT, or are you talking about training like in jiu-jitsu and that kind of thing? Or both?
Maybe both, you know, just help people work out, you know, give them motivation to do what they're doing.
You think you might become kind of a mentor like Billy and Erin?
Yeah.
At some point?
I feel like I am.
So let me ask you this. Let me kind of turn this question around.
Mm-hmm.
How would you respond if you were working with someone and you knew they didn't like you, kind of like that little conversation in the first segment?
Well, I just, like, build the trust with them. You know, Erin and Billy did that with me.
And how did they do that?
Well, like, just, like, little by little, you know, like, come to the gym and I'll help you out. And, like, you know, they would just talk with me.
something my dad would call continuing to show up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just continuing to be there. Mm-hmm. No matter what happens, they're still going to be there.
Yeah.
And would you, if you were going to rank that from 1 to 5 of the most important things that anyone has done for you in the last year, where would that be?
5.
Number 5. So the most?
Yeah,
okay.
The most.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
How many times did I knock on your door before you finally came to the gym?
Honestly,
not just for you, but for your brothers.
Yeah, he came like every day, like maybe even like 3 times a day. And we wouldn't go because we were just, you know, we just get in trouble. We used to get in trouble a lot.
So it's not just you that's down there at Flex Family Fitness now.
Yeah. There's a bunch of kids going, you know, that are in.
And your brothers as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So she said a bunch.
Do you
know how many times you went there, Billy?
No. Okay. I don't have a clue. I was just making a joke, kind of, because I would go there literally, because they didn't live far from me, so I would go knock on the door, and then her mom finally was like, just walk in, and so I'd go in there and really tried hard to.
You know you've been there a lot when the parents say that.
Yeah, and you know what? It was worth it. You know, at one point I actually had, I never gave up, you know what I mean? Like, I knew that through the course and through some different stuff that this family needed help, and everybody said that they needed help. And then after meeting them, I was like, I really wanted to help them. But they say they want to do it, but then somebody would be there and they would try to, they wouldn't come. And then so I just kept going over there.
Aaron, this is what you do.
Yeah.
So let me ask you from a professional standpoint, a professional advocate's standpoint, how important is it for adults, people that kids look up to like Billy, to continue showing up even though they blow you off or they don't show up or they say, no, we're not interested? How important is that?
I would say it's probably the most important in any kid's life. Working in this role, it is not easy because I know, I mean, like Elizabeth says, she didn't like me when I didn't like her. But we kind of have the same, a little similar feelings. But I knew that there's potential in every kid that I see. And so I just give my full effort, and USON and all of our advocates just really put our effort in there. And we'll continue to be there. And even when kids, you know, graduate or they move on from USON, you know, connecting them with other services, they know they can always come back and we're still going to be there. Just come say hi. And we do have some kids that just come back and still keep in contact with me and let me know how they're doing. And so we're just always there to help support that. And I hope Elizabeth understands it. She can always come. I miss them when they don't.
Again, if you would like to help Flex Family Fitness buy that piece of land, that new building, just give Billy a call at 456-3315. As Billy mentioned, it's not just the money. It's all of these people with these specialties that are required. Mm-hmm. Attorneys, architects, engineers, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. There are a lot of boxes you have to check before you can do what Billy wants to do. One of those, of course, again, is the nonprofit foundation, the Flint Foundation, which you were able to form. It's registered with the Colorado Secretary of State and the IRS. And so any donations that you make, depending on your tax situation, your individual tax situation, might be tax deductible.
So the money that would be coming in if it was to sponsor a kid, the money, anything that's written out to Flint goes into the account. Our account right now is at 4 G's, so 4 grand in the last. We just opened the account. We just got our nonprofit, and a lot of that's money that if people write a check, if I'm training them and they write it out to Flint, then I just put it in that account. We don't touch that. We don't touch the money. We're going to try to get that up to $1 million, and you know what I mean? So we'll be 100% transparent so people know where every dollar that they, you know what I mean, like the money is going to that. I'm not eating steak every night. You know what I mean. Like I'm taking a. You know what I mean. Like this is all about.
You want the whey protein anyway. You don't want the anyway. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Billy Williams from Flex Family Fitness and the Flint Foundation in Rifle. Aaron Goodman works for Youth Zone, and Elizabeth Rodriguez is one of her friends. Is that okay to call you that?
Yeah.
One of her friends? Okay. I'd say that that's probably the case now, even if it wasn't, you know, a few months ago. Aaron, as I listen to this conversation, you know, it's so easy for those of us that are not involved in with Youth Zone or outside that area. You see a kid that's getting in trouble, and it's easy to stereotype them and put them in that, you know, that group that we want to keep away from us. You with Youth Zone, Billy, you're going the opposite direction. You're trying to get close to those kids.
Right.
You're trying to set an example for them, give them some resources to cope with all these influences. Don't get me wrong. We've all, you know, dealt with those bad influences, maybe not as much as there are today. But you're trying to, you know, we always say fire and policemen, they're running toward the danger while the rest of us are running away. I almost feel like it's something similar with these kids and what Billy's trying to do at Flex Family Fitness.
Yeah, and it is similar because we run towards the youth, and every youth has their story. Every family has their own story, and it's a different story for each kid. And so we've learned, you know, just through this whole situation, and Youth Zone been around a long time, and just while working with Youth Zone, just understanding, you know, the behaviors, it's not just the behaviors. There's a story behind it, and there's strengths in every youth that we work with, and we bring that out in them, and that's our focus.
Billy can tell you that firsthand, right, man?
Yeah, you know what? When I had finally came back to Rifle, I was away for a while. I went to Hawaii, California, a lot of different places. When I left there when I was 14, I actually went to Western Academy, and I was trying to get a hold of Bill Evans or somebody that was there. Actually, there's a teacher, Doug, that really inspired me when I was young, and I've been reaching out trying to find him. But when I came back to Rifle, I went to Youth Zone and looking for my advocate that was there. Her name was Debbie Van Horlbeek, and anyways, I found out she died, and I was really sad. But I wanted to thank her for what she had done, you know, but that's for me. It's like, I know these kids, I want to be that impact because, you know, to be there and to support them and know like, hey, you know, I know what you've been going through because I've been there, but let's go this way and let's, you know what I mean? Like, I'll hold your hand if I have to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here for you, you know? And then sometimes they fall off, but then even though they fall off and they go do something, whatever, then I'm like a couple of the kids that I have been trying to get a hold of the last couple months, one of them's in jail right now. One of them's in jail, and when he gets out, I'll be opening with open arms. You know, I'll be there for him. And I
going over his house 2-3 times a day.
I'm not sure if it's the same. If it's not probably not the same person, but the same. That's probably could be something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're also looking for folks that would like to teach some kind of class that would be of interest to young people. I know Fridays is a big focus for you because, of course, there's no school in Rifle and the RE2 district on Friday, so you're trying to fill the day with opportunities for activities.
Yeah, well, we've had people talk about Tai Chi and then like some sort of like salsa dancing, different kind of stuff. And we feel like since our building's kind of small, we have 2,000 square feet, but I mean, there's so many people in there and the windows get fogged up. It's crazy. So to get this bigger building and be able to offer a lot of activities, you know, it's really important that we get this building up.
And Elizabeth might teach some Norteña dancing too, right?
Yeah, some Hispanic dancing.
Some Latin.
Northern Mexico, right? That's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. What would you, if you were going to compare it to something I might be familiar with, just Hispanic dancing, would that, I mean, does that cover it or?
It's kind of different. It's a lot more like, you know, just, I don't know. It's really different though.
Okay. Fair enough. You can Google it if you're really interested.
Is that Hispanic hip hop?
No, it's more like
Western, isn't it? I mean, what
like
I would consider Western. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
More probably like a sensual sauce, like spicy. It's probably like, spicy.
Like waltzes and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the like what you're talking about, the salsa and stuff, that's more southern Mexico and Central America, okay. I think.
I don't know. I just think it's cool and I want
to I don't know either. I just, you know, I threw come a bunch of words out there.
Are you going to come to class with us? Or
that's a show you don't want to see, my friend.
Well, bring your wife. You get good at it. It's fine.
What about sponsors, Billy? I know you wanted to recognize folks that have given you stuff up to this point.
Yeah, so we got Rocky Mountain Realty, TJ Cassini, sponsored a couple kids for the year. And then we had a Community Thrift. Kim, she's the owner there. She has her nonprofit there, and she's very interested in what we're doing. And she's we're in the talks of starting some sort of a thrift store, and then she wants to sponsor us through some sort of a donate button on her thing she has, because she has kids and she went through the kind of the same kind of things that we went through. So she realizes as far as sponsors, there's Ashley from 360 Insurance. And then we had, I don't have my list with me right here. I don't have the whole thing on here. So, but those are our main ones right there. And actually Solomon, he owns the smoke shop over here. He heard about what we're doing and he sent us a check to sponsor a kid for a year, which was really cool.
Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. If you'd like to help build the new building through the Flint Foundation, mm-hmm. Future Leaders in Training is what Flint stands for.
Mm-hmm. That's a so the idea behind Flint is that we get the kids like myself would have been kind of abrasive and just a plain piece of a rock, you know, just a raw piece, and then as we chip away. We eventually we build in these confident kids that are like a arrowhead that are like strong, you know. So that's the idea behind Flint, is that we're just chipping away at our youth and to be positivity and just try to, you know, they're going through stuff in their lives that we don't know what they're all going through. But sometimes, you know, just being there and having somebody for them to come in, you know, I've had a lot of the kids come in, they'll open up to us and like cry on our shoulders and that kind of stuff. And they... You know, we're essentially like, they're like our kids. I mean, they're like our kids, you know, so it's cool.
What do you think? Is he kind of a father figure a little bit, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been there a lot.
Any final thoughts, Elizabeth?
No.
About Billy or Aaron, your experience so far?
No, just thank them for helping me.
Yeah. It's nice to meet you. She was so nervous, folks, when she walked in.
And, I still am.
Really?
Yeah.
it was no big deal, though. We're just having a conversation, the three of us. Okay. Next time. Next time it'll be easier, I promise. Just ask Billy, right?
Yeah, it gets easier. Oh, Saturday we're going to Denver. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but we're going to Denver for a national tournament for jiu-jitsu. We're taking some kids. So.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Denver's kind of a fight to win with Seth Daniels is the one putting it on. Okay. So.
You going with him, Elizabeth?
I don't know.
If he shows up at your house at 6 in the morning Saturday, you'll know.
Not going to be there, yeah.
We'll leave Friday night. So.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck. Do good. Aaron, any final thoughts from you about Youth Zone or any of these programs?
No, I mean, Youth Zone is just always available for any families out there that are struggling or just want, you know, some questions or any help. Our doors are always open. Just help explore what opportunities we could help guide and youth and families.
Again, you do work with a lot of families and mm-hmm. kids that are involved in the court system, but that is not a prerequisite for asking Youth Zone for help.
Yeah, and if we can't provide the service, we know who can, and we can direct them to the right place.
Fair enough. Again, Billy's number at Flex Family Fitness, 456-3315. If you have any ideas about classes you could teach, activities for Friday or any other day of the week for that matter, if you've got some kind of specialty, what did I say, grant writing, you already have architect that's kind of been helping you, legal help, that kind of thing, if you want to help them out. Obviously, you need a lot of money. You need $1 million.
That's not that much.
In this day and age, actually. Yeah.
It's not that much money, honestly. It's not.
Especially for the type of services and the impact you have, it's not that much, considering the payoff when it's all said and done.
Considering that the $1 million, all that's going to do is allow us to make more millions to build bigger, better place all over and help kids everywhere. Our thing isn't just to do for here, but also I just wanted to mention that for money wise and people, we have our Hispanic community that we're working with is growing really fast as far as with the people that we have coming in. So we have a lot of people that could translate stuff like that. And then as far as money wise, if money's a problem for you guys and you can't think about getting your kid in here to do something like that, please come talk to me 100%. And I'm not going to judge you or whatever. We'll just get you set up and no questions asked. I mean, if it's something you can't afford or whatever, even though it's not very expensive, but I know people get, I mean, life's tight.
And that's why when you're mentioning those sponsors, a lot of those sponsors are actually sponsoring kids.
Yeah.
And so that's also another way that you can help. Again, Billy's number is 456-3315. All right. Another interview in the books. All the best, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.